It's time for Breaking Bread with Joe Piantedosi, where good conversation is always made fresh. And now, here's Joe.
And we're back. You're listening to Breaking Bread. I'm Joe Piantedosi on this Labor Day weekend. And my first guest earlier was Maureen Woodman of Woodman's of Essex. I suggest you all go there just before the end of the summer season. But my next guest is a young gentleman who has done something very good. He started this little drive that I want to talk about. And his name is Connor Wright. And he's here with me live in studio today. Connor, welcome to the show. Welcome to Breaking Bread. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I want our listeners to hear about you. You live in Lynnfield, Massachusetts. And tell our listeners a little bit about you and how you started the Connor's Kindness Project.
Yeah, so my name is Connor Wright. I'm 14 years old. I'm going to be going into my freshman year at Middlesex School next school year. I play hockey. That's one of my main passions. But I also started my own nonprofit during the pandemic, Connor's Kindness Project. So would you like to hear a little bit about
Yeah, what inspired you? Well, let me ask you one question about hockey first. What position do you play in hockey?
I play defense in hockey.
Oh, wow. Great. Yeah. I have a lot of friends that play hockey, and that's nice. Great. It teaches you so much in life. Life's lessons just playing hockey. I think you're going to do well with that. But tell us about what inspired you to start Connor's Kindness Project.
So, yeah, what inspired me to start Connor's Kindness Project is it was the pandemic, right? And I was fortunate enough to be comfortable in that situation, but I was just watching the news and hearing about all the things that were going on with the world, and people were in challenging situations and some people were struggling, and I just wanted to do what I could to help other children. So I went to my grandmother and we sort of had a conversation, like, what can we do to help? So we decided that we were just going to do one project a month to benefit the community. And at this time, we weren't even really like a real business. We were just doing small things to help others. And after a while of doing these projects, we were like, oh, we're making a big impact here. We want to do more. So we formally branded as Connor's Kindness Project. We became a registered nonprofit with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and a 501c3. So it's sort of grown a lot from there, but that's sort of what inspired me to start it.
Wow. So tell us some of the projects that you worked with.
Yeah, so when we first started, we started by doing COVID care baskets for children that were stuck quarantining. And then we moved on to doing nurses' baskets. We eventually did some work with some other nonprofits. But once we formally started, we came up with the idea of the Kindness Kit, and that's sort of our signature project. And the Kindness Kit is our signature red box filled with all high-quality toys that we've delivered to children in hospitals and shelters all around New England. We're actually in 29 locations, and we've done over 5,000 since we started. So,
oh, my God. Now, who assembles these kits? And these
yeah,
boxes?
So me and my grandmother did most of it to start, but as we've sort of grown, we've established a big community, and we have a lot of volunteers and teen ambassadors to help us along the way. And we also have a new initiative called the Take and Make Kit, which has helped us assemble our kits, and it's basically where someone can pick up a bin from us with enough items to make 20 kits, assemble them at no cost, and deliver them back to us. And that's been our way to get the community involved a little bit more.
So how many volunteer? And so no one's on the payroll, basically. Everyone is all volunteer, correct?
Well, my grandmother is the executive director. And, okay. And we've grown enough where she can have a little salary. But
she should.
Yeah, she's done
well,
quite
well, she's
a lot.
Here in studio with us today, by the way. She's your driver. She takes you around to these interviews and these things. So great to have Sharon with us, your grandmother, today. Who looks very young, by the way. I thought it was your mother because she is so young. And
yeah, she calls herself the Nana Uber.
The Nana Uber, yeah. Yeah. And you tip her? Hopefully you tip her well, or at least treat her well. You make sure
yeah,
you treat your,
yeah,
your grandmother
definitely.
Well. But let me ask you this. So how many volunteers do you have then?
So we have quite a lot. Some are more temporary volunteers, but then we have a group, I'd say, of 15 teen ambassadors who are quite often involved in looking to do more. Then we have a group of board members, and they're great with volunteering. How many board members do we have? We have 6 board members at this moment.
Oh, wow.
We're looking to grow that, but they're always great with volunteering. So.
Quite the organization. Now, where do you assemble these kits in these boxes?
So right now, we're actually out of my great-grandfather's basement. And
no
that's,
kidding.
Yeah, so that's where we sort of started, and we took the whole place over. So definitely one of our short-term goals is to get a space that we can call ours, but that's where we're out of right now.
So what do you put in these kits, in these kindness boxes?
Yeah, so our kindness kits, we think of more like a distraction item to help kids get through a challenging situation that they might be in. So we have all sorts of fidget toys, like Pop-Its or squishies. We have Lego sets, Rubik's Cubes, Etch-a-Sketches, coloring books, crayons, just any toy that a kid might enjoy playing with. And we really take pride in making our kits as high quality as possible, because we always say we want our kits to have the wow factor when kids open them. So
now how do you get these? Obviously, they're donated, right? You're not paying for these. How do you request these donations?
So obviously, we do get grants and donations at this point. So everything we get, we can get it cost. And then other than that, we do have product drives where people can donate. We have an Amazon wish list. People have donated product from there. And we've also reached out to some major companies like Bombas Sock and Legos, and they've been really great to us in getting us some of their product. But other than that, it's just trying to find things that we can get at the best price possible and going from there.
This is so impressive. So that's the kids' box or the toys. Now, you said you have nurses' care package. And tell us what some of the other care packages that you put together.
Yeah, so the nurses was more a temporary thing when we started, but we do have some other initiatives and projects that we're starting. So we actually have an essentials kit that we're starting next year, and that's just filled with all sorts of things that a person might need to survive. So we're going to start doing those. And then we also have a backpack kit to help kids get back to school. Say they might not be able to afford these items or get the things that they might need to actually get a great education and get the best education possible. We fill these backpacks with all these items and give it to them for the kids to help them get back to school. So those are two things that we're starting.
You're so impressive.
Thank you.
But now how do you juggle your charity work and school work and hockey? I mean, it's got to be quite the juggling act.
I'm a busy guy, so I've been fortunate enough to have people around me that have pushed me to have the best time management possible. And that's something that I'm still working on, but it's gotten a lot better. But also, I have so many people around me that are helping me get this stuff done, especially with my nonprofit. My grandmother and all my volunteers are so great. So I've been able to manage it quite well, and it's been such a great experience.
Wow. So how many years has it been now? So you started during the
pandemic? Yeah, so we started during the pandemic, so it's been a little over 2 years.
Wow. This is great. Now, what's the ultimate goal of Connor's Kindness Project?
So one of our main goals is to get the kindness kits and some of our other kits national, and we feel like if we keep growing at this rate, that will happen quicker than you may think. And then we also have a kids' kindness club where we go into elementary schools and launch a club, basically giving the kids kind acts and inspiring them to be kind and maybe start a project themselves. And last year we were able to sponsor 80,000 acts of kindness in these schools. So another goal is to definitely get that number in the millions. But I feel like if we did 80,000 in our first year doing it, we can definitely do that as well.
Wow. Now, how far currently are you branching out to reaching out to
people? So at this point, we're all over New England. We're in all the major Boston hospitals, most shelters in Massachusetts. And like I said, we're in 29 locations. So we've grown quite a lot, but we're definitely looking to expand that in the future as we get more people involved.
Really? I know this isn't your first rodeo here on radio. You've done some podcasts, you've done some television stuff.
Yeah.
What are some of the other vehicles you've spoken on? I think you had local channels, Channel 4.
Yeah, I was on Channel 4 and 5, and I've done some other podcasts. But I'm always excited to get on and get my story out there, because the more people that listen, the more we can do, and the more people that we have supporting us. So it's... Thank you so much for having me on.
No question. Let me ask you this. I'm back to school. What is your favorite subject in school? Do you have a favorite?
I don't know. I'd say one of my best subjects is math, but last year I'd say my favorite one was history. We learned about America and how the country started and things like that. So I really enjoyed learning about that.
Well, that's great. Now, I know going into the ninth grade is a big year, but do you have any aspirations? I mean... Were you thinking of college? I know you got a few years to go, but anything in particular you're looking at for a career when you're, or even just what you want to learn post high school?
Yeah, I'm not sure on that yet, but I'm definitely looking to play hockey in college. Like I said, that's a pretty big part of my life as well. So, any looking for the best school possible with the best hockey is would be the best case scenario.
Now, I think you play at Merrimack right now, right? You played at Merrimack College?
Yeah. So growing up, I played a couple of years for the Islanders, so they play out of Merrimack. So
wow.
I've definitely had some games.
You must
there.
Be pretty good then. My God. So you're
yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're pretty diverse. I mean, you're not just a one trick pony at this point, which is so good to hear, and it's inspirational, I think, for young people. What advice would you have for kids looking to give back to the community as you have? What would you suggest?
I'd say just like I said, there's nothing too small or nothing too big. I mean, we started off by doing really small acts, and look what it's grown into. So if you're looking to give back, just start small, do something around your community, and maybe it will grow into something similar to this.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just amazing that someone, and kudos to your grandmother, to Sharon, for you know, inspiring you to do this and pushing you to do this. I mean, I know it's quite the undertaking to be able to do this. So let me ask you this. So going forward, what are your plans for this? School starts in just a few short days. I know that. What are your plans for the rest of this year? I mean, are you going to be able to do it all in hockey and the Kindness Project and school?
Yeah, I'm obviously able to do more with my nonprofit side of my life during the summer. So I'm thankful to have, like I said, so many volunteers that will be able to keep my project running, and my grandmother as well. But something while I'm in school, I'm looking to get my project involved with my school community. So I'm hoping to maybe start like a Connor's Kindness Club in my school, where I can get some of my classmates involved with my project and thinking about the community and things like that.
Good. Hopefully you have some time for downtime and playtime too.
Because, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't miss out on that. So I'm sure you could use more volunteers and even people to donate. So how can people get involved in that? And what would you need for help? I'm sure you could use as much help as possible.
Definitely. So one thing I definitely say is we have a walk coming up in the fall, so definitely look into that. All the information should be on our website, Connor's Kindness Project. And you don't even have to be close. You can register virtually and complete your walk from another part of the country, I'd say, but definitely look into that.
Fall, what is the date? Is there a date on that?
October 15th is okay. The walk, and it's going to be at Ipswich River Park in North Reading, but like I said, you can volunteer virtually as well. So.
Oh, wow.
And then we also have donations really help us get product as well for our kits, and the more money we have, the more we're able to do. So all that should be on our website. And one more thing, follow us on social media. Our Instagram's Connor's Kindness Project, and then we have a link tree from there, linked to all of our social medias, and that's something we're definitely looking to grow because we want to get our name out there even more, so definitely look into that.
Well, so, okay, the website again is?
ConnorsKindnessProject.com.
ConnorsKindnessProject.com. Connor Wright, you're an impressive young man. Congratulations to all you're doing, and it's remarkable, and I hope this inspires other people to do the same thing, other young kids to do this as well, and I'm so glad to have you on Breaking Bread. I hope you come back on and report to us, bigger and better things as you mature and get further with your studies in hockey and the Connor's Kindness Project. And I want to thank your grandmother. Can you say a word or two?
Thank you.
We'll put the mic towards now, do you go by Nana, Grandma? What are you?
I'm Nana.
Nana, yep, that's what my grandmother was. And that's so nice to hear. So this is remarkable. For you to take your time and to do all this, and I can see the love between the two, which is so touching. It's great.
Thank you. We spend a lot of time together, and I'm very proud of him and all of his accomplishments. He puts a lot of effort into it, and we still let him be a kid.
You can tell that it's so good, and you're so lucky to have such a great grandmother
that
supports you and drives you everywhere to go. You take him to hockey practice too, as well?
Most of the time.
Yeah. Most of the time. Well, that's great. You're a lucky young man, but you're a lucky grandmother as well.
I am.
So again,
Joe, thank you.
Connor's Kindness Project, ConnorsKindnessProject.com is the website. Connor Wright, thanks so much for being a part of Breaking Bread.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to Breaking Bread. I'm Joe Piantedosi, and we'll be right back after this short break, wrapping up the show once again with my son, Jared.
And you're listening to Breaking Bread with Joe Piantedosi. Remember, you can follow all the action on Joe's Facebook page. Breaking Bread with Joe Piantedosi.